With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're feeling like life is throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher, well, you're not alone. We all face stress, uncertainty, and those moments that just make us want to scream into the void, metaphorically speaking, of course. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that can help you navigate these turbulent waters with grace and resilience? That's right, folks, we're diving into Stoicism today, not some stuffy, boring old philosophy book on a dusty shelf. Think of it as your ultimate toolkit for building inner strength, dealing with life's inevitable ups and downs, and finding that sweet spot of balance even when chaos reigns supreme. Here are five key takeaways to get you started on your Stoic journey. First up, control what you can, let go of the rest. Sounds simple, right? But it's revolutionary. We often waste energy fretting over things outside our control, the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, or those dreaded traffic jams. Instead, focus your energy on what truly matters. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You can choose how you respond to situations, even the most infuriating ones. Think of it like this. You can't control if a rainstorm hits, but you can decide whether you dance in the puddles or grumble under an umbrella. Next, practice mindfulness and live in the present moment. Ever notice how your mind often races to the past or future? We dwell on regrets, anxieties about tomorrow. It's like constantly living on a mental roller coaster. Stoicism encourages us to anchor ourselves in the here and now. Savor that delicious cup of coffee, truly listen to the person talking to you, feel the sun on your skin. The present moment is all we have, and it's often filled with little joys we miss when our minds are elsewhere. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. You know those moments when life throws a curveball and you just want to curl up in a ball. Stoics see these challenges as stepping stones on their path. They understand that adversity builds resilience, teaches valuable lessons, and ultimately makes us stronger. Think of it like this. If you never faced any challenges, how would you ever know your true limits or how capable you really are? Cultivate virtue. This isn't about being perfect. We all mess up sometimes. It's about striving to live by principles like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These virtues guide our actions, help us make ethical decisions, and ultimately contribute to a more fulfilling life. It's like having an inner compass that points you in the right direction, even when things get tough. And finally, remember that everyone is human. We all experience emotions, doubts, fears as part of what makes us human. Stoicism doesn't mean suppressing your feelings. It means understanding them, accepting them, and not letting them control you. Be kind to yourself, and remember that even the most stoic individuals have their moments of vulnerability. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking down the street, and suddenly, bam, a clumsy pedestrian bumps into you, sending your carefully curated coffee flying all over your new shirt. You feel that rush of anger, frustration, maybe even a bit of humiliation. This is where Stoicism comes in handy. Instead of letting that initial reaction take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that accidents happen, and focus on what you can control. Cleaning up the mess, finding a napkin, and ordering a new coffee with extra whipped cream this time because, hey, life's too short to be bitter. The key takeaway here is this. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing mental strength so you can navigate life's inevitable bumps in the road with grace, resilience, and a sense of humor. It's about finding that inner peace even when chaos reigns supreme. So are you ready to build your Stoic core? Take this wisdom and apply it to your day's start by focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, and embracing those challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your Stoic journey with me. I'd love to hear how you're applying these principles in your life. Until next time, keep it Stoic, keep it strong, and keep on building that inner core of strength and resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.